हरे कृष्णा. वर्णाश्रम यूजेस द फॉल्स ईगो इन द सर्विस ऑफ द ट्रू ईगो. द फॉल्स ईगो इज टू थिंक दैट आई एम द बॉडी. द ट्रू ईगो इज टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट आई एम द सोल, अ पार्ट ऑफ कृष्णा, एंड आई एम मेंट टू लव एंड सर्व कृष्णा. नाउ our current existence is bidimensional. Now we are spiritual souls existing in material bodies, and we can't wish away our bodily existence. So we need to philosophically understand that I at my core am not my body, but at the same time I am living in this body, and I have to acknowledge that my body not only covers me but also shapes my thinking, affects my living at my present level of existence. So we can't just dismiss our bodily identity. Whatever body we have to use it in the best possible way for living in this world and for marching to the destiny towards the other world. And for this purpose, the Vedic culture offers us Varnashram. So Varnashram, Krishna talks about in the several times in the Bhagavad Gita, and he talks about in the 18th chapter when he talks about the duties of the four Varnas. And then he says, स्वे स्वे कर्मण्य अभिरतः संसिद्धिं लभते नरः स्वकर्म निरतः सिद्धिं यथा विन्दति तच्छृणु. सो ही सेज स्वे स्वे कर्मण्य अभिरतः दैट व्हाइल वर्किंग अकॉर्डिंग टू वन्स ओन नेचर, डूइंग वन्स ओन वर्क, स्वे स्वे कर्मण्य अभिरतः संसिद्धिं लभते नरः, वन कैन अटेन परफेक्शन, स्वकर्म निरतः सिद्धिं, व्हाइल वर्किंग हाउ वन कैन अटेन परफेक्शन, यथा विन्दति तच्छृणु. I will speak that, please hear it now. So now here Krishna is talking that by doing work sve sve karmanya bhirata, by doing one's own work we can attain perfection. Now what does this one's own work refer to? If you see prior to that, Krishna has talked about the duties of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Now Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, these are actually designations of the body. And if we think of ourselves as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, then we are misidentifying with the body. But at the same time, Krishna says that you can attain perfection by working according to your body. And not only Krishna says this is possible, he says this is desirable, this is essential. In fact, then afterwards he says that Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Swanushtitat. It's better to work in your own duty than to do somebody else's, to work according to your nature than to do someone else's nature. So here the point is that Krishna is talking about the fact that when we have a particular kind of body, then it's best that we work according to our bodily nature, because once we work according to our bodily nature, then we can work harmoniously, we can work productively. You know, we have a sense of confidence internally and we have a sense of competence externally. We feel that we can do things. If I'm a Brahminical person, feels confident that I can work Brahminically, and is also competent. Actually, the Brahminical person can do Brahminical work well also. So in this way, by recognizing our bodily nature, that means we understand that I, although I am a soul, I have to function right now as a Brahmana. And I act as a Brahmana for the sake of realizing that I am a soul who is not a Brahmana. So in that sense, Varnashram, by engaging us according to our nature, it actually uses the false ego in the service of the true ego. The service of the true ego is what? To serve Krishna and to realize that we are servants of Krishna. And now, to use the false ego means, okay, right now I have a Brahminical body, then I will use the Brahminical body for serving Krishna. So in this way, we are using the false ego in the service of the true ego. And that is the expertise of Varnashram. Because if we are told to completely reject the false ego and just conceptualize that I am the soul, I am a part of Krishna. we will not be able to do it for very far, and it won't be sustainable, or it won't be actually purifying for very long. So therefore, what do we need to do? We need to use the false ego in Krishna's service. Now, when we talk about the word ego over here, it is not in the sense of arrogance. It is a sense of existence. So we are talking about that I am. So now, who am I? So ego here, when we say false ego, we should not think that we are talking about using the false ego in the service of Krishna. The true ego doesn't mean that we become arrogant and then think I can use my arrogance in Krishna's service. It simply means that whatever is our present self-conception, according to our present psychophysical nature, we use that in the service of Krishna, and thereby we realize ourselves and we relish at the spiritual level. So in this way, the Varnashram guides us towards perfection. Thank you. Hare Krishna.